Penguin Random House Audio presents Clock Dance by Anne Tyler. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. Part 1. 1967. Willett Drake and Sonia Bailey were selling candy bars door to door. This was for the Herbert Malone Elementary School Orchestra. If they sold enough, the orchestra would get to travel to the regional competitions in Harrisburg. Willa had never been to Harrisburg, but she liked the harsh, gritty sound of the name. Sonia had been, but had no memory of it because she was a baby at the time. Both of them swore they would absolutely die if they didn't get to go now. Willa played the clarinet. Sonia played the flute. They were 11 years old. They lived two blocks from each other in Lark City, Pennsylvania, which wasn't a city at all or even much of a town, and in fact didn't even have sidewalks, except on the one street where the stores were. In Willa's mind, sidewalks were huge. She planned never to live in a place without them after she was grown. Because of the lack of sidewalks, they weren't allowed to walk on the roads after dark. So they set out in the afternoon, Willa lugging a carton of candy bars and Sonia holding a manila envelope for the money they hoped to make. They started from Sonia's house, where they'd first had to finish their homework. Sonia's mother made them promise to head back as soon as the sun, pale as milk anyhow in mid-February,